Florida is dealing with the state's worst hepatitis A outbreak in years, and the Tampa Bay area has been hit the hardest. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa tells us about a method Pinellas County officials are using to combat the viral liver disease.
On a sunny afternoon, along the waterfront in Gulfport, two women in orange vests pull a red wagon down a sidewalk. They work for the health department, and their wagon is carrying needles and vials full of the vaccine for hepatitis A. The women are hoping to find homeless people who are at the highest risk of getting the virus and spreading it. But as they pass stores and restaurants that line the city's quaint downtown, Nurse Michelle Means ducks her head into a bar and asks if anyone wants a free Hep A shot. She gets some confused looks at first.
If you don't know if you've had it, I would get it.
And some have questions.
So how
does that work?
How does the vaccine work?
No, I mean, what you're doing right now, I mean.
And eventually, she has some takers.
I'm down, hit me.
Let's go. You guys have to fill out just a little half sheet of paperwork.
The health department began walking the streets with free vaccinations twice a week in June. At the time, Pinellas was leading the state in the number of Hep A cases. It now has recorded more than 325 cases, second only to Pasco County. Hillsborough also has among the highest numbers of infections in the state. Officials say they don't know why the Tampa Bay area has so many cases. They also aren't sure why Florida has more than 2,000 cases in 2019. That's nearly four times as many as last year. The disease is often spread when tiny traces of fecal matter make it into food or water. Anna Yoretta with the health department says the virus can also live on surfaces for months.
So the best way to combat the virus is through getting your vaccine and through washing your hands thoroughly. But it's very contagious, and I think that's just part of the reason. Once the numbers start rising, it's just hard to contain.
Folks in Gulfport, especially those in the restaurant industry, have a heightened awareness of hepatitis A. About a week before the health department came through with their wagon, an employee at a local restaurant tested positive for the virus. When news like that goes public, it can really hurt a business. Earlier this year, the Hamburger Mary's restaurant chain closed three locations in the Tampa Bay area. At the time, the owner blamed the health department for publicizing a positive Hep A test in one of the restaurant's employees. So when the health department came calling in Gulfport, managers of some of the restaurants brought their entire staff out to the sidewalk for a free vaccination. Nico Panagas was hanging with some friends on the patio of a waterfront bar. He knew the Hamburger Mary story well. He lost his job there.
It was a bad publicity. Yeah, when everything happened, we were just getting horrible, rude phone calls. You know, people would be like, oh, if I order a burger, do I get a side of Hep A with that?
That's why he got in line on the sidewalk to get a shot.
I had to deal with the whole hepatitis scandal with Hamburger Mary's, and because I worked for them for 7 years, and now with all these outbreaks that are popping up all of a sudden, I figured, why not protect myself?
As a guitarist sings a country song in the background, a line forms at the Red Wagon where Michelle Means and her crew are dispensing shots. It's Panagas' turn.
Actually, drop your arm down to your side and relax.
And then in 6 months, I'll have to get a secondary shot, right?
Yeah. So
the health department vaccinated 103 people in Gulfport that day. In addition to Means and her team, a second wagon team also canvassed the area, while a third set up shop in front of the city's public library. Their focus is always on finding members of the high-risk populations. That includes drug users and prisoners. The Florida Department of Health is handing out about 5,000 Hep A vaccines a week. Kevin Baker is an epidemiologist with the health department in Pinellas. He says the county saw its infection rate peak in March and hasn't seen an increase since.
We would say that vaccinations have definitely been making a strong impact on the outbreak.
Baker says in Pinellas, the health department is committed to giving everyone who wants it the hepatitis A vaccination. Residents need only stop by one of their offices, or they can keep an eye out for the little red wagons. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.